It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Businesses are reopening across the state, but some employees are not ready to return, and that's leading to some workplace disputes. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state of Colorado has received more than 150 reports of employees unwilling to return to work. Refusing a job can disqualify a worker from receiving unemployment benefits. Both the worker and the employer are supposed to report job refusals. So far, though, the state is siding with the workers. State officials have reviewed 55 cases and allowed 50 of those employees to keep their benefits. Under current orders, vulnerable workers, unsafe workplaces, and other situations are all legitimate reasons to stay off the job. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Health Department for Arapahoe, Douglas, and Adams counties is preparing to transition to safer-at-home measures Saturday. Some businesses will be allowed to reopen with restrictions in Arapahoe and Adams counties. That's already started in Douglas County. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman says the change will work only with the compliance of shop owners and their customers.
Our role is to really press upon our residents and our businesses the need to comply where appropriate in businesses as they're opening up.
Businesses will have to make sure that there are no more than 10 people in their shops at a time and to be sure that everyone stays at least 6 feet apart. CU System President Mark Kennedy says he will not collect his $200,000 bonus amid the state's belt tightening because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Denver Post reports Kennedy will instead give most of it to a scholarship fund for first-generation rural students. Kennedy says taking the bonus would be a distraction as the university looks to save money during the outbreak. The Front Range has cloudy skies today and temperatures staying fairly cool through the weekend. Highs close to 60 around Denver and Colorado Springs today. 70s in Grand Junction, close to 70 in Pueblo, 50s in the mountains today. This is CPR News.